Then at the closing press conference, Roosevelt and Churchill make a declaration of the utmost importance. With great vehemence, they pronounce the words that will henceforth become the Allies' credo. Unconditional surrender by Germany, Japan, and Italy. There will be no more negotiating. The Allies will keep fighting the Axis powers until the very end. The price in lives will be high, and many believe that this radical position, whose purpose is to reassure the Soviets, will only serve to increase the Germans' devotion to their Führer. Stalin is satisfied. He feared that Hitler would conclude a separate peace with the Allies in order to pit all of his forces against Russia. He launches his offensive to annihilate the beast still lurking in the ruins of Stalingrad. Beyond the red flag is the Univermag store, where the commander of the 6th Army, General Friedrich Paulus, is entrenched. His men surrender. The day before, Hitler had promoted him to Field Marshal, thinking it would compel him to commit suicide in order to save his honor. Paulus, however, on the verge of collapse, weakened by dysentery and revolted by the absurdity of Hitler's orders, allows himself to be captured. Field Marshal Paulus is an extraordinary prize for the Soviets. He is the man that masterminded Operation Barbarossa, the plan to invade the Soviet Union. The Soviet leaders can hardly believe it. Paulus will collaborate with the Soviets and testify at the Nuremberg trials against his former commanders, such as Keitel. When he is released in 1953, he will settle in East Germany. His reaction is mainly a rejection of Hitler's outrageous policies. Many of his men feel the same way. Hitler can go to the devil, the German prisoners dare to mutter in the few words of Russian they know. We want to go home.